On today's episode of The Front Row, we are at the Texas Tech University School of Music in the office of Dr. Eric Allen, who has responsibilities here at the university, but he is also the director and conductor of the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra, which is giving a concert tonight in the Crickets Theater at the Buddy Holly Hall. Dr. Allen, welcome back to The Front Row. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to be here, Clint.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra, who that is.
Sure. Well, the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra has been in existence for a few years and actually originated as a church orchestra and kind of evolved into the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra. And as of this last year, we're really excited to premiere our merger with the Lubbock Symphony. And so together, we're working together to even just generate even more excitement and energy for classical arts in Lubbock.
Right, and more opportunity over a wider spectrum of repertoire, I would imagine.
If Absolutely.
You have a chamber orchestra within the bigger orchestra, you can do more things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great. And the chamber orchestra itself, I mean, I think what makes it really special is the flexibility of the ensemble. We do masterworks, of course, but we also feature smaller ensembles and music that you might not normally hear at the symphony, serenades and different combinations of instruments that are more characteristic of a chamber orchestra.
Right. Well, you have a concert coming up tonight. Tell us a little bit about the repertoire.
Sure. Well, the concert's titled Mozart and Bologna, which are two of the composers that we'll represent tonight. The concert also features kind of a juxtaposition of classics and neoclassic compositions. So the first half will open with the overture from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, of course. A classic, and then we'll contrast that with the Dvorak Wind Serenade. And the Dvorak Serenade is considered to be somewhat of a neoclassic piece because there are many references to Mozart nearly 100 years later. And so that Wind Serenade features 13 players, really beautiful in a symphony form, but just a really beautiful work. And that will be the first half of the program. The second half, once again, we go back to the classical period and feature a composer, Joseph Bologna, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, which is a composer that some might not be familiar with. And Bologna was a contemporary of Mozart, of course, in the classical era, but was the first composer of African descent in Europe to be widely received and widely respected. Of course, during that time, didn't receive the acclaim that Mozart did, because of racial inequality, even in Europe at that time. And so, but his work is quite spectacular, and so much so that there was a movie that premiered last year, 2022, titled Chevalier, and so which depicts his life. And so we're really excited to share his second symphony as a sample of the classical era. And then we'll contrast that with Stravinsky's Puccinella Suite, which is one of Stravinsky's neoclassic works, which also was considered to be somewhat even neo-Baroque, references to that style, if you will.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about when you say works from the classical period and then neoclassical music. Tell us a little bit more what that means.
Sure. So the classical era, of course, the late 18th century, the works of Mozart, the Rococo period, this time of where everything was very elegant, standard forms of music, of course. And then as time went on, during the 19th century, of course, the Romantic era really just turned everything on its head. And the use of chromaticism and dramatic gesture really just explored every opportunity to expand music to something that no one had ever experienced. And then we reach a point in different times in history where we reference the past. And so this neoclassic, this new classic, references a period that once was, if you will. And
right. So pendulum swings.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right, and so yeah. These are these composers' representation of a classical style, if you will.
But from their time.
From their time, yeah. Absolutely.
So it's like the difference between Haydn and Mahler, I guess.
Right.
And then Stravinsky. So
just
sort of watching that happen.
Yes.
Great. And so you have representative works that are classical and neoclassical for tonight.
Correct. Yeah, we're really excited about this program. I think anyone who comes out is going to find that there's a variety of not just repertoire, but of sonorities, if you will, different sounds to have a wind serenade where there are still strings. The wind serenade does still include a cello, still includes double bass. But the primary sonorities of that are the reed instruments, if you will, and horns, which was a really powerful and useful ensemble during the classical era of Mozart for serenades and even outdoor concerts and things like that. And so the reference to that is really significant.
Right. So. Well, it sounds like you have a wonderful program. You have the Mozart to start. You have the Bologna Symphony. This is really, really interesting. As you said, he was the first really composer of African descent to be taken seriously. But he also had other things. Wasn't he like a swordsman,
a champion fencer, it's really, I mean, known for many things, and a warrior in many ways, and so just a really diverse individual, but a master virtuoso violinist, and certainly a fantastic composer.
Right, exactly. And then Stravinsky as well. Great program tonight. At the Crickets Theater.
It'll be at the Crickets Theater at Buddy Holly Hall, and the concert begins at 7:30 p.m. And so we really look forward to sharing this music with this Lubbock community.
Absolutely. Tickets, I guess, are lubbocksymphony.org probably. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, we look forward to the concert tonight and the debut of the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra under the auspices of the LSO.
Yes.
And so that will be a great thing for everybody involved. Our guest on the front row today has been Dr. Eric Allen, who is the conductor of the Lubbock Chamber Orchestra, giving a concert tonight. Eric, thank you. Appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Glenn.
On this segment of the front row, we are in the office of the president of Texas Tech University, and our special guest is Dori Boschnak, who is the lead person with the Presidential Lecture and Performance Series, which is one of the great cultural institutions here on the South Plains. Dori, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here again. I feel like it was pretty recently that we chatted.
Right. We kind of took an overview of the entire season that you have, but the number one thing is about to start, and it's really exciting. So tell us about it.
Oh my gosh. So we have a big event next week. I don't even know truly where to start with it because we've had 82 productions so far in 17 years, and this is by far the single biggest, most exciting, most encompassing, most relevant event we've ever done. So it's just sort of hard to kind of figure out how to tackle it. I guess let me just sort of say the title and we'll go from there. So it's the first event of the season is going to be In Conversation with filmmaker Taylor Sheridan. Hopefully listeners recognize the name. He is the creator of the TV show Yellowstone, which mm-hmm. I know is just so popular all across the U.S., but especially sort of, I guess, in the Texas region, especially in West Texas. There's a whole storyline that takes place at the Four Sixes Historical Ranch. So, gosh, I just know that so many folks in Lubbock watch it and have been following many of Taylor Sheridan's projects over the years, including TV shows and films, and gosh, he's just this filmmaker that has done it all. He started as an actor, he was in Veronica Mars and all these different things, and then one day he just kind of said, you know what, I feel like I'm not really making it, I'm not landing those lead roles that I want. And one day he just woke up and said, I'm gonna tackle this from a different angle, and he just sat down and started writing TV shows and films. And it just, from one to the other, I mean, back then he was in Sons of Anarchy. And so again, his acting career is sort of all over the map. But then he just sat down one day and said, you know what? I'm going to bring back the Western, the old Westerns, and kind of do this new spinoff and do neo-Westerns. And so that led him to movies and TV shows. And of course, again, Yellowstone is kind of what folks mostly recognize him for. But then also, when about season four of Yellowstone, once it was over, a team of folks, including mostly him, decided to purchase the Four Sixes. So that made him even more relevant to us. And so I'm just so excited to have somebody who is tied to Lubbock, tied to West Texas. He's born in Texas. He's a recent member of the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame. I mean, he's a real rancher who owns multiple ranches and competes and does reining, and he has his own new sort of, I think it's like a beef jerky line. I mean, he's a real Texan rancher. So I'm really hoping that new folks will come out to this event who might not typically come to our shows, but they might hear about this and go, oh, what is PLPS? What's this series? What's going on? And so I'm so excited to have him. And sort of to elevate the event, we're going to host this one at the Buddy Holly Hall on MacDavis Lane, which we've never done, of course, before. And that's, you know, the main stage there seats 2,200 people. So it's really trying to give an additional an emphasis to the centennial year, which is slowly but surely wrapping up.
Right. So a conversation with an established filmmaker, Taylor Sheridan. He's been nominated for an Academy Award as a screenwriter. He's a great director, show creator. He's the owner or co-owner as part of the 4/6 Ranch, which is just right next door to us.
Right.
So, yeah, what's not to like about that?
I mean, I'm just really hoping that folks... And you know, what's been really great for me with this event is that, you know, we don't always bring names that folks recognize. Mm-hmm. A lot of the musicians are not household names in Lubbock, but we bring them anyways because they're great and they've been doing their work for years and decades. Just because maybe Lubbock doesn't all recognize them doesn't mean that they're not great. But, you know, with Taylor Sheridan, I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of folks come up to me. My friends, my acquaintances, and folks that I don't know just tell me how excited they are. And that's so fun for me because I don't usually get that experience. You know, usually the conversation I have with people is, I don't know who this dance company is, but I'm going to come anyways because I trust y'all. I've come to the shows before and I know it's good, but with this one, it's been really fun to have that.
Household name is really, really fantastic. It's coming up on the 28th of October, 2023. And as you said, this one is not in the Allen Theater, so people should be aware of that. Don't come to the Texas Tech campus like you normally would for POPS presentations. This one is at the Buddy Holly Hall, and it's in the big theater, right?
It's on the main stage, yes. And so tickets are still available. I'm excited that I was able to keep some of the tickets at the usual $20 range, which is our ticket price for all the shows. And there's multiple tiers of seating. So they range from $20 to $65. Students can still get in for free. That's something that we always enjoy offering for all of our shows. So just bring your valid TTU IDs and just come on down to the Buddy Holly Hall.
You know, one of the things we do at Public Radio is we always sort of check ourselves. And if we're interviewing someone, we say, is that the question that I want asked if I'm a listener? Mm-hmm. You know, is that the question that I would ask? So who's going to talk to Taylor Sheridan and what are they going to ask?
Gosh, so it'll be a 90-minute conversation with Blaine Beal, who's the head of the Centennial efforts and coordination. And he's, I think listeners in town would really recognize him at this point because he's been the Centennial person this whole year and the years leading up to it. So he will be sitting down with him on stage, chatting for an hour. We're certainly going to talk both about the 4/6 and about his career, which again is just so windy and interesting. And I think we'll certainly chat about his writing process, which is just unique. I mean, his characters are just fascinating. I know we'll highlight some of the Yellowstone characters, and I think we'll, without spilling too much, we might also get into Mayor of Kingstown, which is a newer show, and there's an interesting character in there that will sort of juxtapose with some of the Yellowstone characters. And then the last 30 minutes will be an audience Q&A, and I am collecting questions ahead of time, but also we're going to pose them right then and there live to Mr. Sheridan, so he'll be able to react to them on stage.
Great. So what an exciting evening.
it'll be so fun, and we're going to try to make it real live and even so that you feel more close to the stage, even if you're not right up first row. We're going to have projections on stage, and you'll be able to kind of see a live feed, so you'll feel like you're up close and personal, I hope.
Excellent. Great. So it's coming up on the 28th. What day of the week is that?
It is a Saturday.
Saturday.
We've never done a Saturday night show, but for this one, we really wanted to kind of allow folks to come on out and just enjoy it. So 7 p.m., doors open at 6 at the Body Holly. That's just what they always do. They encourage folks to come early and no intermission. We'll just breeze through it, 90 minutes till 8:30.
So folks who want tickets, what's the best way to do that?
I would just direct folks to our website, which is presidentialseries.ttu.edu. Just start with our page. Hey, maybe you'll see the season pass on there and you'll get a taste of, maybe you'll want to get the whole deal. But I would just say start with the website and that'll be easy enough.
Is there. Yeah. Right, that's wonderful. presidentialseries.ttu.edu. Our guest on the front row today has been Dori Boschniak, who is the lead administrator for the Texas Tech Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. Dori, welcome. Dori, thank you very much for being our guest on the show today.
Thank you.